What has convinced him? Where is the evidence that an action by the international community would cease the use of chemical weapons within Syria, a country where the combatants have accepted 100,000 dead, millions of refugees, and a continuing action which is destroying totally that country? Where is the evidence that convinces him that the external world can prevent this?
Yes. Honourable Lady makes an extremely serious point, and as I've just said, in the end, there is no 100% certainty about who is responsible. You have to make a judgment. There is also no 100% certainty about what path of action might succeed or fail. But let me say this to the Honourable Lady. I think we can be as certain as possible that when we have a regime that has used chemical weapons on 14 occasions, that is most likely responsible for this large-scale attack, that if nothing is done, it will conclude that it can use these weapons again and again and on a larger scale and with impunity. And when people talk about escalation, to me the biggest danger of escalation is if the world community, not just Britain but America and others, stand back and do nothing. Because I think Assad will draw very clear conclusions from that. I give way to the Honourable Gentleman.
Mr Speaker, the Prime Minister is making a very powerful and heartfelt speech. Could he explain to the House why he thinks that President Assad did this? There seems to be no logic for this chemical attack, and that is what's worrying some people.
I think if he reads the... It's a very good question. If he reads the JIC conclusions, this is where they find the greatest difficulty of ascribing motives. Now, lots of motives have been ascribed. For my part, I think the most likely possibility is that he has been testing the boundaries. 14 uses and no response, at least 14 uses. And he wants to know whether the world will respond to the use of these weapons, which actually I suspect, tragically and repulsively, are proving quite effective on the battlefield. But in the end, we can't know the mind of this brutal dictator. All we can do is make a judgment about whether it is better to act or not to act, and whether to make a judgment about whether he's responsible or not responsible. In the end, these are all issues of judgment, and as members of Parliament, we will have to make them. I take a